It's time now for another dose of Beauty's Truth Serum, Beauty Inside Out, with health and beauty expert David Pollack and co-host Lisa Davis.
What do your nails say about your health? Well, Dave and mine are saying they are ready for spring. They are dry and cracked, and I need help. So what can we do to get our nails ready?
They're dry and cracked. You need to be taking better care. So listen carefully and make notes.
I'm starting to take them down.
Your eyes are the windows to your soul. But more importantly, your nails are the window to your health. And so your nails say so much about you. And I want to talk about many different tricks. But you'd be surprised. Your nails will actually give you early signs to some very serious illnesses. And I'm not going to say use this to diagnose them. But I'm going to say use it to find out and then go talk to your doctor about it. Or take advantage and start making changes in your life. And so they say if your nails are more white than normal, they don't have this healthy hue to it, but you see a more white, then there may be signs of a liver disease. Some people have, maybe it's half white, half pink. Now, mine's got a little bit of white and pink, but I'm saying more discolored. And that may be a sign of a kidney disease. And if your nail beds are real red, then there's maybe a heart issue. A heart disease. And so, you know, these are the early signs that, again, this doesn't mean it's definitely you. What it is, it's an early sign. And so doctors often look at your fingernails and may not tell you it, but they're trying to quickly evaluate you when you do your checkup, and they'll look at your fingernails because it quickly will tell them something.
Oh, that is so interesting. Well, you know, actually, when I look again, I'm like,
Uh-oh, 360, 180 here.
No, it's actually more the sides, like where the cuticles are. I keep getting those hangnails, and they're dry, and my cuticles just seem to be taking over my nails. So I really need a professional manicure. So I'd love to talk about, or have you talk about that first, what to look for, what to do, what they should be doing, make sure, I guess, they're cleaning everything, right? And then we can talk about do it at home for yourself.
Okay, first of all, if you want to take care of your nails and you're talking about professional manicure, that's it. You're done. Anything else? Problem solved. Oh,
are you
no.
Are you treating everybody? I mean, what are you talking about?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, no. Very simple. First of all, your nails are made of protein, more specifically keratin. And we hear that when we talk about hair care, but often we don't talk about it when it comes to our nails. So taking a look at your diet will definitely be the first step in having healthier, stronger nails. So when you take your daily supplements, which we all should be doing, look for those with amino acids, more vitamin C and E, just to help create healthier nails. If you've got weak nails, which you were just talking about, your cuticles and all, things with vitamin B in it, like a B7, biotin, you know, B12s. The other question is, do you have enough calcium in your diet? A lot of people don't drink enough milk or don't take in enough calcium. But here's another important item is, do you have vitamin D, which needs to help aid in the absorption of the calcium? And so these are things to look at in your daily diet, not just supplements. Take a look at omega-3 or flaxseed oil. Sprinkle that on your salad or in your smoothie. And you're shaking your head, yes. Tell me, am I hitting stuff you already do?
Well, I am huge on the flaxseed. It's made a huge difference in my skin. I will start checking out my nails. Like I said, the appearance of my nails are fine. It's just the side of them get a little dry and irritated this time of year.
Well, here are some basic tips that if you look at nutrition and your diet and supplements, those are the first things you can do to start having healthier nails. But now let's talk about when you go to the professionals to have a manicure done. Because if you don't take care of your body or your nails, it doesn't matter what the professionals do. So that's why I wanted to cover that first. But let's talk about when you go get... Well, it's important. The beauty is from the inside out. And so when you go to your professional manicure, though, the best tip I can give you is bring your own tools. And this sounds funny. Oh. Salons have them. Your manicures have them. But they're not always properly sanitized, which increases risk of the fungal infections. You can have all kinds of problems there. The tubs that you soak your hands in may be dirty. And so have they properly cleaned it or changed the liquid enough? And so one of the things I tell people is bring tea tree oil. I like tea tree oil as an antibacterial agent. So have them just put a drop in there when you're soaking soaking your hands. And so something as simple as that. So bring your own tools that you know are clean and haven't been used on a bunch of people. You don't know what other hand problems that other people have or other diseases. And so you want to make sure things are clean. Number two, to make sure where you're going to soak your hands, that that bowl has a little bit of tea tree oil in it. It's my suggestion. So bring some of those. And that's some of the tips I would say for when you go. I'm going to say afterwards, you know, you got to take a look at what you can do. One of the things, if you were going to a manicurist and you're going to use it, the gel manicures, the acrylic nails, is they use this UV light to process them. And so this UV light can be harmful to your skin even. I mean, let's face it, none of us want to lie out in the sun. Well, I live in Florida, so yes, we do have a lot of tourists that seem to want to lie out in the sun. But we sit here and tell you, use sunscreen all the time to protect yourself from skin cancer, yet you're putting your hand into something that's producing UV light. And so use a glove. There are gloves made where the tips are cut out, so only your fingernails show, just to help protect your hand. So these are a couple things I'd bring with me to the manicurist.
Oh, I like that. Now, if the manicurist gives you attitude or thinks you're like a germophobic weirdo because you bring your own stuff, I don't think you're a germophobic weirdo, but that's a whole other topic. If you bring your own stuff, I'd say get a new manicurist, right, David? Because you don't need any attitude. But have you experienced that where someone might be offended? Like, oh, you don't think we're clean?
I've got attitude, and I'm not afraid to use it. I've got my own attitude. No, I got let me tell you, if they're going to sit there and have problems with it, they should not be defensive. They should respect what you're worried about, because if they understand the dangers of it, they're going to agree with you. If not, they probably are not trained well enough, and there's a reason they're defensive. And so, yeah, I would change immediately.
Okay, now let's talk about doing it at home. Any good tips for cutting your own cuticles? I seem to not be able to do that, even with the cuticle cutter. What is going on?
that's a good one. I've got cutting the cuticles. I probably don't have a good one. I would tell you, I can give you more suggestions on the nail tips. I would say soften the cuticles, but that one.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you one I get asked a lot is after you've had the manicure and you've got your nails newly painted and you leave the salon, and often they'll get scratched or a chip. What can you do? And here's like the coolest thing you can do, so easy, is take a drop of a nail polish remover on a cotton ball and just wipe it over the area. What it'll do is, you don't want to use much, but a nail polish remover, it'll help loosen up the dried nail polish and help smear it around, helping repolish it and cover that little scuff. And so you can actually touch up your nails,
that.
So simple. And then it dries again.
Oh, that's great.
Yep. And so,
now what
so
about...
let's talk about...
Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, go ahead. Okay. Let me tell you... We're both interrupting, and I'm going to tell you, I got a beautiful tip, so I'm going to keep rolling. One of the things the salons do is they have you do this paraffin dip, and I'm going to tell you, it is one of the greatest feelings to do. It'll help seal in moisture, but what about doing it at home? We just talked about how bacteria, you don't know where other people's hands are, and some salons don't throw it away every time. They sit there and argue, well, it's heated up, it's fine, or they put whatever in it. I don't like any of that. My suggestion is do a paraffin dip at home. You don't need any special machine. Take a little bit of paraffin wax, easy to get, put in a little bit of olive oil, add a couple drops of an essential, and just warm it in a saucepan, and then turn it off. Okay, touch it to make sure it's not too hot for your hands, but then really you just want to paint it over your hands. You don't want to dip your hand in a warm pot, but what you want to do is take the paraffin out and put it over your hands to make this mask, if you will, allow it to dry, and in about 10 minutes you'll be able to peel it away and have the salon treatment at home, knowing it's safe, natural, and without paying the high price.
I love that. Where do you get the paraffin?
Paraffin is available everywhere, and I'll give you one, your local craft store.
Oh, really?
Candle making's big, so any type of wax is going to work. So paraffin's easy to get, and that would be one of my suggestions. I'll tell you another one for your strengthening the nail bed and conditioning it is make your own nail oil. Take a little bit of sweet almond, a little bit of olive oil, break open a vitamin E capsule, mix it together, and massage over your fingernails, and that will help strengthen them. So there's another quick tip.
It sounds so great, David. I can't wait to get my nails looking fabulous. It's just about time. They've been in gloves all winter. It's time to show them off. Well, I'm Lisa Davis with health and beauty expert David Pollack, and this is Beauty Inside Out on Radio MD. Stay well.